Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of September 12th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to thank our September patrons, Jamie and Drew. Thank you so much for being a patron of the Gamers In. I know I'm a little late here, about a month delayed getting in here for a mini, but we are starting to shout out our September patrons. And we did double them up. We got a bunch of patrons joining since earlier this year. And if you want to get a shout out in October, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin and become a new patron today. A little bit of programming notes. So this week we will have a normal Gamers In, myself and Jocelyn, talking about video games and all the fun announcements that are happening from many different companies. It is the fall, so I don't know if we'll hit that rumored Nintendo Direct. It sounds like it might hit after Tuesday. We're not too sure yet. It hasn't been announced, but it's heavily rumored. But next week, I'm off. Jocelyn will have a guest. So no interruption to Gamers In being released. However, you will have a guest next week with Jocelyn. Looking at this week, though, and what we've been playing, I'll give a little bit of an update on Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I'm in the final chapter. I'm not going to say which number because some might consider that a spoiler, but I am in the last chapter. I've started to do side quests, and I was complaining in our couple of Discord chats, like, it's starting to get a bit stale. The side quests, there's a lot of them, but someone reminded me, and this is a good tidbit. My favorite quests are the ones that are voiced because they usually leave the voice acting to the more important quests. And there are these ascension quests which you have to do to unlock the upgraded rank for each hero class. And I didn't know this, but if you go into system heroes, you can actually see the process that you need to go through to get that ascension quest unlocked. So I did a couple of those, and man, those night and day to the side content I was doing previously. I thought I had to do the side content to unlock those quests. And sometimes you do, but for the most part, I think I had a majority of these paths unlocked for the Ascension quest. So that's what I've been doing. I do see myself slowing down now with Xenoblade Chronicles 3, just because I am in the final chapter, and I'm not really sure what other games I'm going to get in September. Might just play a couple of smaller titles. I know Splatoon 3 is out as of right now. I think Jocelyn's going to check that one out. I might jump over to that game a little later. I haven't really decided if I want to buy day one, but also speaking of of games, not sure I'm going to play anymore of. Well, that's not true. That's a terrible transition because I'm excited about Splatoon 3 and I am enjoying Xenoblade Chronicles 3. What I'm not enjoying is Immortality. We talked about it last week. Both Joss and I were like, not really sure about it, but I did play more and I got to say, I got to stop. It is getting so tedious to go through those clips. And I actually discovered, I made a late discovery on, we talked about this on the show, about you would be going through clips. You'd get like a rumble or a sound. And then if you rewound, you'd see like footage superimposed over top of the footage you're watching. Turns out you have to use a specific way of scrubbing to actually switch to that superimposed video. Had no idea. And frankly, like the way they're revealing sort of the mystery stuff, I got the, you know, base points of it, and I'm just like, I don't know. It's not very interesting to me. And I'm not gonna say that's not gonna be interesting to anybody else, but it's just I had to stop. I was running in circles and I couldn't even find a good like immortality ending explainer type video on YouTube. All I kept finding were, you know, people playing Immortality. So, I mean, I don't know. Either way, done with that one. But yeah, like, I'm not really sure what I'm going to be playing in September, but I know I am looking forward to Mario plus Rabbids, which is coming out in mid-October. So I know that's a whiles away. I'll have other games to talk about, obviously, between now and then. But in terms of the next big purchase, that's sort of what I'm waiting for. Summoner's Call, we're off this week, but my plan is to jump into Tokyo Mirage Sessions and see what that special discussion series will look like for that game club. Looking ahead at the content plan for Fire Emblem Heroes, we should have new heroes to discuss, or at least a preview next week. We are continuing our every other week schedule for the time being. It's working out quite well, although we do have some content that we have to sort of adjust for, but it's going well. Looking at upcoming video games, September is starting the fall busy video game season. We've already had The Last of Us Part 1 come out. Splatoon 3 is out. They just announced Metal Hellsinger, which is coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC on the 15th, is going to be coming to Game Pass. Return to Monkey Island will be out on the 17th on Switch and PC. Hard Space Shipbreaker is coming to consoles, PlayStation and Xbox on the 20th. That's also Game Pass. Grounded will exit Early Access, coming to Xbox and PC. It's also on Game Pass. That's on the 27th. Legend of Heroes Trails from Zero coming to the PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC on the 27th. And then you have a pair of Valkyrie games. You have Valkyrie Elysium and Valkyrie Profile Lenneth coming to the PlayStation platforms on the 29th. Finally, an update on the TGI Game Club, where actually, I believe, we've wrapped up. We're all done. It's a shorter game in comparison to 13 Sentinels, but we kind of knew that going in, so we'll have a new game to select in the coming weeks. Maybe we'll wait until Extra Life is over, because that's going to be taking up some time, but we'll certainly have that discussion in the Game Club channel, so look forward to that. And speaking of channels and Discords and all that fun stuff, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.